Once again, I raise the issue of the lack of delivery of balanced regional development, specifically to the northern and western region. And once again, I use the statistics compiled by the European Commission and the analysis of those statistics by the Northern and Western Regional Assembly, who do sterling work, not just in analysing the problem, but in proposing solutions. So the Assembly has produced two reports this year, the first on regional GDP data and the latest using Eurostat statistics, which relate to 2021. So we're right up to date. Unfortunately, Taoiseach, the figures are stark and deeply disappointing. For the border region in particular, they show a region in free fall when you look at the GDP per capita figures. The border region's GDP per capita has dropped to 52% of the EU 27 average, the lowest since records began. Think about that, Taoiseach. Compared to all other EU regions, the border region stands at 52% of the EU average. Its GDP has fallen off a cliff. Now, generally, I'm not given to hyperbole, but this is disastrous. And if you look at the entire region, the northern and western region, its GDP is at 83% of the EU average. It's not even making the average of all EU regions. In 2006, 17 years ago, the border region was close to the EU average at 98%, but it's been steadily declining since, and it has hit the new low of 52%. Taoiseach, that's just not acceptable. In fact, it's a disgrace. And it shows that balanced regional development is just a phrase, trotted out. It's not a policy at the heart of government. It's an extra tagged on when announcements are made. Unless and until balanced regional development has a responsible minister, unless and until it is a systemic policy objective of this government, supported by specific commitments which are revisited and reinforced on a three-monthly basis, and unless and until there is positive discrimination to address the ever-widening economic gap, then Taoiseach, we end up with jaw-dropping figures like this. The second report refers to the competitiveness of the regions. And again, it's based on the EU Commission's 2022 Regional Economic Index. And again, we find that the northern and western region is ranked 113th out of the 234 EU regions, 89 places behind the eastern and Midland region.
Thank you, Deputy.
Taoiseach, if you don't address this yawning economic gap, it's poor for the entire country, because strong regions contribute to strong national economic development.
Thank you, Deputy Harkin. Taoiseach.
Yes, I just want to thank Deputy Harkin again for raising this important issue, and I don't dispute the numbers that you're producing or that you've quoted, and I agree with you that strong regions benefit the whole country as a whole. But as I often say, and is often said back to me, by the way, GDP isn't everything. And GDP has to come with a very big health warning. The presence of Apple alone throws the numbers for GDP in the southwest region. The presence of Microsoft alone throws the numbers dramatically for the eastern region. And certainly when I talk to people, as I'm sure is the case for you, they never ask me about GDP or what the GDP per capita is. They ask me about jobs and they ask me about incomes. So when it comes to jobs, in the border region, since this government got elected, there are 17,600 more people at work. That's significant. Border region, including Sligo and Leitrim, Donegal, which you represent, nearly 20,000 more people at work than was the case when this government came to office in 2020. And also since then, we've seen incomes rise. Every minister in the government is responsible for regional development. Obviously, the lead is taken by Minister Humphreys as the Minister for Rural and Community Development. But Minister Coveney, as Minister for Jobs, is responsible for it as well. Minister McConnellogue in Agriculture. Me as Taoiseach, the Finance Ministers as well. And we're particularly prioritising job growth in every part of Ireland. So more than half of the jobs now created through the IDA are outside of Dublin. Two-thirds of jobs created by Enterprise Ireland are outside of Dublin, and 80% of the jobs created by the local enterprise offices are outside of Dublin. And that's really significant, because what's crucial in terms of closing the gap between better-off regions and less well-off regions is good, well-paid jobs, and that's our strategy.
Thank you, Taoiseach. And you know something? You would be right if we were talking about Irish regions, but I never mentioned the comparison to Irish regions. I mentioned the comparison to European regions when we speak of GDP. Yes, our GDP figures are skewed here, but not across the EU. We are 52% of the European average. I'm not even talking about how far behind we are with the southern and eastern region, or with the Midland and Eastern or the Southern region. Taoiseach, you know that we have a real problem here. And it's not just GDP. Look at the European Commission report on the competitiveness index. And the reason we are so far behind is because of poor infrastructure provision and the fact that our innovation capabilities are not even close to where they should be. I mentioned the border, the northern and western region assembly. Taoiseach, would you meet the assembly? They don't just have the solutions, they have, you know, ideas that can contribute that would make a real difference. And there's no point in me getting up here every couple of months speaking about what the problems are and quoting figures ad nauseam. What we need to find is government working with the regional assembly to find solutions.
Taoiseach, to conclude.
If they request a meeting in the normal way, I'll certainly give it favourable consideration, but it's not my practice to agree to meetings in the Chamber. It's not fair on other people or other bodies that don't have a TD to make the request for them in the Chamber. The point I was making, Deputy, as is often made back to me, is that GDP isn't everything, whether it's comparisons within Ireland or within the EU as a whole. And I challenge you to look, for example, at average incomes and how the northwest of Ireland region compares with average incomes across Europe. I challenge you to do the same in relation, for example, to employment levels. But this is a government that is investing in rural Ireland and our regions. Just to give you three small examples, the National Broadband Plan, a €3 billion investment connecting every home, farm and business in the country to fibre. Probably one of the only countries in the world that's doing it. We did it against official advice, against a lot of opposition. We did it because we believe in rural Ireland and regional Ireland. The technological universities, including the Atlantic TU in Sligo, every region in Ireland now has a university, and there are now university towns all over Ireland, and that's going to make a big difference into the future. And also the Department of Rural and Community Development, established by me in 2017, initially under Minister Ring, now under Minister Humphreys, and everyone acknowledges the amount of investment that we're seeing in our towns and villages and rural counties, whether it's enterprise hubs, whether it's remote working hubs, whether it's surf schools, whether it's food hubs.
Thank
Huge investment now in every county in the country.